couple statements. First of all, I don't know that anybody's house here recently had seen a Santa Claus, and so I'm not preaching against anybody here. Amen. I'm doing this early on so that I don't catch it later on and then need to preach it, but then feel like I'm going to hurt your feelings and things of that nature. I'm not here to hurt your feelings tonight. I also want to say this. If you want to have me over your house for some food that's not green, amen. And I won't buy Santa Claus in your house, and I won't say a word about it. That's your business, all right? And I also want to say this. Some of you raised your children. Some of you sit in this place. You raised your children. You believe in Santa Claus. I'm not out to get you. I'm not beating you over the head tonight. I'm not telling you how wicked you are and how you, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to come back and fix that? All right, so that's all what the message is about tonight. The message is about, I want you to see some things that I think are real serious in this matter of Santa Claus. Isn't that crazy? You'll never hear another sermon like this for the rest of your life. Who in the world preaches against Santa Claus except the Grinch? Amen. Just call your pastor Grinch for tonight, and it'll be all right. Colossians chapter 2, and verse 8, and I ask you not to shut me off at the start. You're going to shut me off then, that's fine, but at least let me get to the end before you do that. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 8. The Bible says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you for this good night you've given us. Lord, it's such a besieged person that's here. I thank you for the opportunity to stand up and preach your word. Now, Father, I know this is a strange subject, but I believe it's one that is very, very serious. And I pray that you would allow us to see the truth from your word concerning the counterfeit. And Father, I pray you give me grace, help the people give me grace, and be willing to hear what I've got to say tonight. Ask these things in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Now, there's a lot of things I can preach against tonight. And that you wouldn't get upset with me. But, boy, when you mess with Santa Claus, you mess with people's best friend. I want you to consider some things with me tonight. First of all, I want to read you a few letters. And I've gone to various different websites and pulled off copies of letters. And you say, well, those are all fake. And, you know, I don't know. I know that there's people out there who believe this kind of stuff. But I just want you to hear some of the things that are written to Santa. Okay? Santa, I want to ask you to help us. Daddy has been really mean since mommy died last year. He drinks lots of beer, and that makes my big brothers sad. They get in lots of fights with Daddy. My sister is sad too, and she doesn't like to be home, and my little sister doesn't know what's going on, but she is sad too. Please help us. Please. Can you make Daddy better so he's not sad? My big brother is helping me write this. He wants Santa to help too. He didn't think I should ask you this stuff, but I wanted to anyway. I love you, Santa. Dear Santa, it is important that you bring me presents, which I wish. Most important is that you bring our planet peace and happy. And I'm leaving spelling errors intact. I'm not fixing that stuff for you. Dear Santa, I prefer you bring us love and happiness not only during Christmas holidays, but also throughout the whole year. And this one doesn't say, dear Santa, but it says, I just want to have someone to love me. Can you find that for me? All I want for Christmas is for my big mama to get better so I will have her in my life as I grow up. All I want for Christmas is for my husband to love me. Now, you know that's an adult, but it's crazy. Please help out the people that cannot have a decent Christmas. Help the homeless find homes. Help the starving find food and shelter. Christmas is really about helping others. And celebrating the birth of Jesus and being with family and friends. It's not just about toys. You say, well, they said something about Jesus. Yeah, but they were asking for help. Here's one that startled me. It says, please send a message to my sister in heaven that I love her and wish her a happy Christmas. Dear Santa, how can I get a family who have fled from abuse and are now in hiding to believe in you? The children are 7, 9, and 11 who is autistic. Mom just got back in school as well. She felt she had to tell children because their requests were more than she could go along with. So the mom told them the truth. They are now all so sad and need the comfort and hope of Santa restored in their little hearts again. Any suggestions? I've been a really good girl. I'm going to have a new baby brother in March, so please watch over him until he gets born. Not just playing games, is it? Little children, 7, 5, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10. Trying to send letters to a man who's not real. Asking for happiness. Asking for peace. Asking for some messages to be delivered in heaven to a man that is just a big, made up lie. That may not bother you. But even reading those things, that just upsets me. Think about a little 7-year-old child who really should be looking heavenward and saying, Father, my dad needs your help. But instead, some big brother or somebody else helps him get out a piece of paper and write a message and puts it in the mail or sends it on the internet or wherever to some man who has no power, to some corporation. I'll be realizing right now there are internet businesses where you're supposed to have your children write to Santa, and they will send an official letter back to your child from Santa. And some of them are even placing phone calls to your children, pretending to be Santa. Does it make a little bit more sense why some nutty guy would stand up and say some things now? Once again, I'm not bashing you. If you told your children that Santa's real, I don't believe you started for life. I believe the Lord can help out with that thing. And I've heard things, you know, that my children wouldn't be smart because they don't believe in Santa. My children be smart because they're my children. Not believing in Santa has nothing to do with it. I thought about calling Noah up here and saying, Noah, can you do something normal for everybody to see? But I thought it might backfire on me. But I've heard that my children are going to have a horrible childhood because they cannot believe in Santa. I've heard those things. I was called by another pastor in the area recently. I thought about it. I wouldn't even say anything. I think it's not fitting with the sermon. I was called radical by a pastor in the area. And I guess I am. I mean, what kind of that preaching on Santa Claus? I'm going to be radical. I mean, doing my very best to tell people the truth. Do you want a preacher to tell you the truth? Say what you want, or you'll be lying to you. I mean, there's people getting paid to say, well, I'm full pissed to lie to people. I don't want to be that. I'd rather you get your phone turned away with me and be confused about what the Lord I'm thinking. And be able to be honest and tell you the truth and stand before the Lord one day and say, Lord, I told the Lord to you, not to Santa. That's important to me. Every year, all over the world, people are riding to Santa asking for things that they should be going to God in prayer about. Tell Santa what you want. Why not tell God what you want? Why not tell the Lord what you need? A little child writing a letter to Santa about needing help and daddy, and that gets nothing accomplished. But a little child calling on the name of the Almighty God gets a whole lot accomplished. A big difference. Little children believe that Santa has the power to restore families and make dads quit drinking and they bring peace on earth. That's what they believe. Jesus Christ said of himself that he was sent to heal the brokenhearted, Luke 4:18. He was prophesied to be the Prince of Peace in Isaiah 9:6. So when our Lord came to this earth, the angels declared peace on earth and goodwill toward men. It's about Jesus Christ. It's not about Santa. No matter how you look at the situation, if we tell our children that Santa is real, he lives in the North Pole, and he has flying reindeer. And if you're good this year, he will bring you presents. We are lying. I'm not trying to be mean to you.
Sam down there on and told me about
famine. One day every child finds out that was a made up story. Everything that church does is a made up story. Because they're the ones that they sit down with Santa sitting right there in front of the congregation that the children are going, wow, there's Santa. Santa's not real. What that church tells me and teaches me must not be real. You see the confusion? You say, oh, they wouldn't do anything like that. You better believe it. You better believe it. Now, just so you don't worry and lose any sleep tonight, that will not happen here this Christmas. The only Santa Claus I've been told about when we have our midst is Bob Boucher's. And I was told that by one of our members. That was Paul Gray. Pretty cool. say, oh, I know that's not really what children think. I don't care what you know. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever driven from one place to the next, and your child says, look, there's sin. Says, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. Where is it? On the side of the Lord. The city of the great king. On the sides of the Lord. Apparently, chapter 63. Now, you can argue, you say, well, you know, you're really stretching this thing. It's just a bunch of coincidences. And if you want to believe that, that's fine. You know, I'm going to hurt my feelings and I won't be upset with you. But I really think that once you look at all the things, you begin to say, wait a minute, somebody is behind this. There's too many little winkies, all right? Too many of them. Isaiah chapter 63, verse number 2. Speaking of the Lord, it says, wherefore art thou, O daughter, red in thy apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? Lord Jesus, red in his apparel. Say the words red. Go over to Revelation chapter 1. Both have white hair. Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. A good description of our Lord here. See, this doesn't sound like good old Saint David. It says his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. White hair. I don't know for sure, just off the top of my head, this one just came to me. But we know in Scripture that the Bible talks about that they plucked our Lord's beard. It's a possibility. I don't have a verse for you or not, but it's a possibility he has a white beard. Just something to think about. This one's going to run. Both have flying animals. Do you realize that? Both have flying animals. Now, let's see if I can get the words. You know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? What's his name? Rudolph. Good old Rudolph. I've never seen a flying reindeer quite like Rudolph. So, if I have some flying animals, look with me to Revelation chapter 19. Santa, you know how he gets. It's where he needs to be. He makes all the deliveries and gets to the places they need. Well, he's got a little trusty reindeer that can fly and get from place from one place to another real fast flying. Revelation 19, verse 11. And by God's sake, I'll talk to you just in just a moment. Verse 11 says, I saw heaven open and behold one, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True and Righteous, which he does judge and make war to that horse. Splits the sky and from the earth, fly, just like the old reindeer. If I'm not mistaken, there are some traditions in other countries where they have Santa on white horses. It's just crazy, folks. It's just absolutely crazy. Now, both will come up as a thief in the night. Santa doesn't show up in the way, does he? And those of you that were raised, don't be ashamed, all right? If you were raised to believe in Santa, I remember my dad telling me one night, I better go to bed. Okay, you just need to go home to sleep and get some sleep because, you know, your kids won't show up. You know, Santa, you know, somehow this Santa knows when you go to sleep, all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if he's outside your window peeking through and you don't call cops on him if he does it. But somehow he knows when you're awake for sleep. And he won't leave your presence until you're asleep. And you know the story when those kids woke up one time and saw mommy kissing Santa Claus and the story was just going on from there. So I've got to throw a little bit of light this morning as I see these candles that are coming on. These are the Santa. But Santa shows up when you're asleep and it's just a real quick delivery to sound. And you never probably believe in your presence unless you come through that. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. And verse number 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. If I'm not mistaken, it's not correct if I'm wrong, but don't believe you. I'll just now have a ask me all the time to go to sleep. I'm not crazy, folks. I mean, it's gone crazy. It was never such a thing. I don't remember even when I was a child, we didn't write letters to him and expect an official letter back from the Lord of Paul or something. I mean, that's gone crazy, folks. But then those guys are something in the mind. Those are eternal. How many children are expecting the Santa to die one day? He's not going to. I mean, Santa doesn't die. Santa just keeps going and going and going. Now, let me ask you a question. Is Santa seen being older? No. He's the same guy every year. They're the same age. That there is not an age in it. Seems like somebody else is not aging. Seems like somebody else is going to go on forever and forever and forever. And somebody's made up a story about a fellow that's going forever. I haven't heard that they're looking for a new Santa Claus. They're expecting the one that's there now to keep going. One other thing I want to mention to you. You got enough already, I'm sure. But those apparently have mortified bodies. You did not know this, did you? Do you realize that more and more homes are going away from chimneys? They are. Now, there will be children who do not have a chimney. And their dad, a good dad, works to glorify so that nobody gets in and takes his family. So a child that has no chimney and dad locks the door so nobody can get in, yet Santa Claus can find his way into that home and leave again. Now, how can Santa Claus do that? Apparently, Santa Claus has the ability to go through a locked door in the home and leave again and go back out. He doesn't need any chimneys. Santa's got a door for the body.
You say, well, come on now, look at John, Gospel of John, chapter 20 with me. Gospel of John, chapter 20. Verse 19. The Lord Jesus is risen. In John 20, verse 19, it says, "Then the same day of evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you." Here's the Lord Jesus showing up in a room that has locked doors. Just walked right through. The walls meant nothing to him. And there are folks who are having to tell their children, I don't know what kind of story they're making up to tell their children, if they don't have a chimney. Maybe they're saying, I'm leaving the door open. I don't know what the story is, and I'm not concerned about what it is. I'm just saying, if Santa can get into a house and has no chimney, and the doors are locked, he can apparently walk through walls just like the Lord Jesus. Now, do you see, first of all, I've not spent years of investigation on Santa Claus. It's not what you think, but I'm not a Santa stalker, all right? But there's enough evidence. If you were in any court of law and you put out the things that I put out tonight, they would convict you of being a deceiver, of being a counterfeit, and trying to mock the Lord Jesus Christ. There's enough evidence there. Now, if you believe that it's a lie, you believe the lies originate with Satan, and you see the evidence that just builds up where Santa Claus is compared, just like the Lord Jesus, coming from the north. He sits on a throne. He's everywhere. He knows everything. He's coming with gifts. He has a glorified body. He has flying animals. All those things he has no end. Did you realize that we have been really lied to? And we've carried on a lie. Now I challenge you, don't do it. Listen, if I come to your house and you got Santa hanging on a tree or something like that, what I meant was, well, sometimes you have to order to choose words for you. But what I meant was, if I come to your house and I it's not a big deal. And you can see how far we've gone to where a little child, 5 years old, would be heartbroken over the family situation and would not get down their knees and call upon God, but take out a piece of paper and a pen and write a letter to the counterfeit. And it's just been that whole year believing that Santa received her letter, or his letter. It's been a whole year believing that Santa got my letter, and Santa's going to work on that this year. And all that time, no prayer has been offered to God. It's time that we kick tradition a little bit. God help us to not just do something because it's been done that way forever and forever. Just because your parents taught you that Santa was real doesn't mean you've got to teach your children that Santa was real. And yes, your kids may turn out goofy, but it'll be just because they're your children and not because they didn't believe in Santa. They'll be much healthier if they know when Dad or Mom says something to me, it's right and it's true. I would hate to think that one day my son or my daughter would wake up and say, Dad lied to me all those years. And once again, I'll beat you up. I just want you from this day forward to consider that somebody, and I believe it's the devil, has created a great lie, and he's got many little children trusting in a lie rather than trusting in the Savior. And I think it's a great shame when churches have Christmas things and then they bring in their special guests. And children who have been bored out of their mind the whole time in church all of a sudden have hope because Santa's there. And it's just a big lie. And God help the people in this congregation. Even if it makes you look funny to your friends, to your family, to your neighbors, to the terrible people think. I mean, just really, who cares what this world thinks about you? Stay right with God. Tell your children, your grandchildren, tell the truth. And God will honor that. And He'll bless you for it. Dear Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I know it's been difficult, but Father, I pray that you give people grace to hear what I've said. Help them to understand why I'd even say such things. Father, it's a very serious matter to me. And I pray that you'd help us to teach young people the truth. And Father, I pray for those little children out there. I know, God, you're gracious, you're merciful. Father, those little children that have been told to send letters to Santa, Father, I pray that you'd hear them. Oh, God, help them. Don't even matter. Somebody's following that. Father, I just feel for those little children who are trusting in Santa to answer prayers that only God can answer. Lord, I pray that you'd be glorified. Teach us some things from this message tonight. We ask in Jesus' name. Say, amen. Let's say, you'll just come up here and lay it after he's done here.